Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
I will vote.
Will that be definitely or likely to vote?
I will vote.
Okay, definitely will vote. Okay, I am going to read you the name of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name I have is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Bad person.
Okay. In that case, would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would that vary or somewhat?
All the way live.
Very unfavorable. Okay. The next name I have is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Neutral.
Okay. How about Robin Ficker? Do you have you do not recognize that name?
Nope.
Okay. What about Chris Chafee?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Neither one of them.
Would that be someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you. Who would that be? Mo Baqara, Lori Friend, Joe Macrick, Lavan Suyun, or someone else?
Someone else.
All right. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Not sure.
Okay. But if you had to choose, would you support or oppose?
Not sure. I need more detail. Why?
Okay.
Why are we doing it? Why are we doing it not taking care of the home front?
Okay. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Don't know too much more about it.
Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can choose between very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue is energy independence for this country. How important is that to you?
It's not even important.
I'm sorry, you said it's not too important?
It's not too important.
Okay. How about securing and protecting our southern border?
This has been going on for decades. This is the land of the free.
All right. But in that case, would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's not important at all.
Okay. What about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Excuse me?
When you are deciding who to vote for, how important is being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? Is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's not important at all.
Thank you. How about job creation and economy development?
You got to get your own.
All right. When you are deciding who to vote for, how important is that to you? Very, then what? Not too important or not at all important?
It's always important, but okay. As long as my issues is being met. If not, I just accept it for what it is and move on.
All right. So as of right now, would you say that is very important or somewhat important?
It's important.
Okay. Is that very or somewhat important?
It's somewhat important.
Thank you. And economy issues like inflation, family budget, and debt, how important is that to you when you are deciding who to vote for?
It's not even important.
Not too important or not at all important?
Not at all important.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a bit information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
It's probably more like not.
Okay, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
It's probably not likely.
All right. The options I have for not likely is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much not likely.
Okay. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make him more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
I will not vote for him.
Okay. Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much likely not.
Thank you. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Let's end this conversation right now. My vote is I'm not going to vote for Democrat or Republican. Please take me off the call list. Don't worry about who I vote for. I'm talking about my issues.
Oh,
no. Have a good day, ma'am.